Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, your national beacon of liberty. Now, here's your Voice of Freedom, Brent Johnson.
Collectivism represents the principle that the needs of the collective, the needs of the masses, are more important than those of any individual. Collectivism lies at the heart of all socialistic societies. And it doesn't matter what their specific system of government is. Communism, fascism, a monarchy, an oligarchy, a junta, a military dictatorship. They all, to a greater or lesser degree, operate under collectivist theory because they couldn't function under individualistic theory. Collectivism appeals, it panders to the masses. And individuals in a collectivist society have little, if any, say. Individualism refers to a system in which individual concerns, individual rights, come first, come before collective. Now, I thought about it. I know of no way for the two to be equal. One or the other must take precedent. And which one directly reflects the type of society you're going to end up having? You have no chance to have a society that develops into one that respects individual rights if that society is founded on collectivist theories. Here's the way it works. You're enjoying your individual lifestyle, not bothering anybody. Under collectivist theory, however, your neighbors can all decide that your house needs to be painted. Well, because when you first painted it like that, there weren't as many other houses here. Now they're all here and they look different than yours, and yours has to be painted. But I don't want to paint it. We don't care what you as an individual want. Your lawn is not cut to the right proportions. Your children don't behave right. You don't have the right kind of pets. See, I'm taking it on a real personal level. Collectivism infects the most intimate levels of society. It doesn't even have to be government. You go to work, and if you don't have the right kind of stuff around your work area, you put the wrong kind of bumper sticker or the wrong kind of message on a button, and everybody's ostracizing you, you might even lose your job. That's collectivism. That cannot happen in an individualistic society, one in which the people are dedicated to the principle of individual rights. And they don't allow the festering boil of collectivism to encroach. Now, in all fairness, most people in the world have been weaned in collectivist theory. The idea is that you have to give up something because you've got more than somebody else and it's only fair. That's the whole basic principle. The communists and especially the Marxists say each by his means, each to his needs or something like that. In other words, there's a massive receptacle. Everybody works as much as they can. All the proceeds go into the receptacle and everybody takes what he needs. Just one more form of collectivism, where the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. Remember that from Star Trek, when Spock died. And then in the next movie, they turned around, and Kirk and the crew risked everything to go revive Spock, so he came back from the dead. And at one point, he was asked why he did it, and he said, because the needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many. And the first statement was a collectivist statement, and the second statement was an individualistic statement. Comment from Wisdom, the best combination was with an ancient Israel. One man gave to another as he wished. No central treasury, no central military, no king. I would say that is still individualism, as you are not required to give. As you stated, it was as he wished. He makes an interesting point. A lot of things would be done based upon what majority of the people wanted. That's okay. Majority is okay. But the minority have to have rights, and they did have it back then. Minority have to have rights that are respected. Individualism does not mean just go out and do what you want. It's not anarchy. It's not lawlessness as the collectivists would like most people to believe. Individualism simply means that you take responsibility for your actions. Your actions still continue to have consequences, but those consequences rest on your shoulder. In a collectivist society, that's not true. And this is one of the reasons it's so attractive. If you do something that harms another, the responsibility rests with the state because you are an adjunct of the state which regulates everybody for the collective needs. That's the duty of the state. And it's given all the power it needs to do that.
That's a lot of power.
And, of course, the payoff is you're not personally liable. Great. The opposite is true in the individualistic model. Because there, you have the right to do what you do, but what you do has consequences. And if those consequences create a liability, that liability rests squarely on your shoulders because you did the deed. But then again, you do good, you get the credit. This, of course, creates incentive. However, incentive is not uniform among the people. Some people will be more motivated than others. Some people are more self-motivated than others. The end result is, over a period of time, the motivated people will have more things than the others. Because in an individualistic society, you get to keep the fruit of what you labor for. And so, the harder you work, the more you have. Which means that over a period of time, there will be a group of people who will have less. This sets the breeding ground for instilling envy, which has absolutely happened in the last 50 years, and get people jealous of what others have. And that always will lead an individualistic society down the path of collectivism. Rather than have people say, hey, look, he got what he got because he worked hard. I could do the same and use it as an inspiration. We want to pull you down for what you've done because you've done more than us.
We can't have that. This is not fair.
That's the fulcrum on which rests all societies. Collectivism, individualism.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Voice of Freedom. Opinions expressed are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of Truth and Freedom Radio Networks, Freedom Broadcast Group Incorporated, or our sponsors. For more information about your freedoms and liberties, or to contact Brent, just log on to our website at www.freedomradio.us or call 1-888-385-3733. Join us next time for another lesson in liberty on The Voice of Freedom.
America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free.